Last night, they showed us exactly how serious they are. Trump's FCC forced a major network to pull a loud Trump critic, Jimmy Kimmel, off the air.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut is accusing the Trump administration of censorship after the suspension of the Jimmy Kimmel show, following Kimmel's comments of the late conservative Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated last week.
Essentially saying that any media actor that doesn't say what Trump wants them to say about Charlie Kirk or Trump's policies is going to be silenced. That's censorship. That's state speech control. That's not America.
So what did Kimmel say?
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism.
The suspension comes after FCC Chair Brendan Carr threatened ABC on the podcast The Benny Show.
You know, when you look at the conduct that has taken place by Jimmy Kimmel, it appears to be some of the sickest conduct possible. I mean, look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel. Or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Kimmel's suspension marks another victory for President Donald Trump, who's used threats, lawsuits, and government pressure to reshape the U.S. media landscape, extracting multi-million dollar settlements, forcing companies into costly litigation, and prompting changes to programming that he's found objectionable. The suspension has led House Democrats, including Leader Hakeem Jeffries, to call for Carr's resignation. Here's Senate Democrat Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is an assault on everything this country has stood for since the Constitution's been signed. One of the great hallmarks of our country is free speech, whether you agree or disagree. And this administration is trying to snuff it out. They don't want people to even speak when they don't like what they say. That is the road to autocracy.
That's why Democrats have introduced legislation called the NOPE Act, No Political Enemies Act, to curb what they call political retaliation. Here's Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut.
The No Political Enemies Act creates a specific defense for those that are being targeted for political reasons. It builds real consequences for government officials when they use the power of the government to target speech that is protected by the First Amendment, and it gives an ability to recover attorney's fees when someone is the subject of government harassment.
Kimmel's not the only professional to lose their job for comments about Kirk in the wake of his death. DropSite News reports it's documented more than 50 people who've lost their employment for comments conservatives say disparage Kirk in the wake of his assassination. Among other casualties, The Washington Post's only black opinion columnist, Karen Atia, who wrote that she refused to engage in performative mourning for a white man that espoused violence, then shared this comment from Kirk railing against affirmative action and disparaging high-profile black women, including Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
If we would have said that Joy Reid and Michelle Obama and Sheila Jackson Lee and Ketanji Brown Jackson were affirmative action picks, we would have been called the racist. But now they're coming out and they're saying it for us. They're coming out and they're saying, I'm only here because of affirmative action. Yeah, we know. You do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously. You had to go steal a white person's slot to go be taken somewhat seriously.
He never said anything like that. He never uttered those words.
That's Vice President J.D. Vance, who hosted this week's episode of The Charlie Kirk Show from the White House. He's among the Republicans memorializing and canonizing Kirk's legacy and pushing a new narrative and normalizing the extreme right-wing ideas Kirk espoused, like the white supremacist Great Replacement Theory.
They're trying to replace us demographically. They're trying to make the country less white.
And comments blaming black people for crime.
When blacks in America did not have the same rights they had today, they were less murderous, there was less break-ins.
And calling the Civil Rights Act a huge mistake. On abortion, he said even if his daughter were raped, he'd have her give birth to the baby. Kirk also urged his followers to bail out the man who attacked the husband of then-House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi with a hammer and called for President Joe Biden to be put to death for his policies. Republican leadership, though, like House Speaker Mike Johnson and Vice President Vance, are sanitizing and hailing Kirk's legacy.
His actions prove that he was a Christ follower. He followed the teachings of Jesus himself.
Charlie was a visionary. He was a luminary.
Charlie Kirk, he is being depicted as somebody who celebrated free speech because he was willing to debate naive children in public about various issues.
Stephen Ducott is a clinical and political psychologist. His latest book is The Hatreds We Love, The Psychology of Political Tribalism in Post-Truth America.
In fact, he compiled what he called a professor watch list, which were people whose speech he disapproved of, scholars who said and wrote things that contradicted the MAGA worldview, and published this list. Many of these people were, for years thereafter, subject to death threats.
Trump advisor Stephen Miller and Attorney General Pam Bondi took to the media in the wake of Kirk's death with these threats.
It's a vast domestic terror movement. And with God as my witness, we are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks, and we will do it in Charlie's name.
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech.
The free expression group PEN America said this week that the firing and suspension of multiple journalists after Kirk's fatal shooting should, quote, alarm anyone who cares about free speech and a free press. Taken together, these measures risk creating a chilling effect that extends beyond those directly targeted, weakening public discourse at a moment when open debate is urgently needed. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.